Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Mark My Words here on the Life Coach Radio Network. And today is September 21st, 2014. I'm Mark Shaw, broadcasting live from New York City. I'm a certified life and business coach, and twice per month I host Mark My Words, which is a life coaching-oriented show where I interview various people with inspiring life stories of overcoming adversity. I also speak with authors of great coaching-related books and programs, as well as many others who have great things to say, and I even coach people live on the air as they call in. So tune in the first and third Sunday of every month. So tonight I'm very excited because tonight is part one of my Breakup to Breakthrough series, and we start with It's Over, Now What? Now, we've all been in a situation where a relationship has ended, and either we wanted it to or we didn't, but either way, there's a loss and some challenging emotions to deal with, ranging from victimization to anger, from frustration to why me, feelings of inadequacy, thoughts of how did I make such a huge mistake, will I ever find someone like him or her again, am I too old to start dating now, am I good enough? It could be a shorter-term dating relationship, it could be a serious, several-year-long one, an engagement, or a marriage. No matter which, these feelings are common and, of course, normal, and it can be really hard to cope and to figure out what to do next. Hearing that there are plenty of other fish in the sea is often one of the most unhelpful things, although the most commonly heard from well-intended friends and loved ones. Something inside has to take place before we're ready to move on and find a new relationship, and how long that takes, of course, varies from individual to individual, as I've certainly found in the work that I've done with my clients. So tonight I'm going to be discussing this entire topic with Heidi Krantz. Heidi is a life coach and a relationship expert. She specializes in helping people with various life transitions, including those surrounding intimate relationships, dating, divorce, and other sorts of transitions that human beings go through over the course of their lives. So that's what we're going to be speaking about tonight, and we're going to conclude the series on Sunday night, October 5th, with Love with a Plan, Dating Success Strategies, also with Heidi in part two of our Breakup to Breakthrough series. So thank you so much for being on the show tonight, Heidi, and welcome to Mark My Words.
Thanks so much, Mark. It's great to be here. I'm really excited to do this Breakup to Breakthrough series with you.
Well, great. I'm really excited to have you on the show. And let me just tell my listeners, actually, because I just think it's a fun fact. So I met Heidi years ago when she was going through the coach certification program at IPEC, where I teach, and she was one of the students in my class. So she's one of my students, and now she's a successful coach, and I'm just so impressed and so excited, and it's just always so great to see when somebody goes through the program and is successful with it. So congratulations on what you've created as a coach. And
Thank you so much. It's great to see that. And thanks so much for your mentoring and your teaching and your role modeling so I could get to this point.
Oh, well, you're welcome. My pleasure. So tell us a little bit about yourself and the amazing work you're doing as a coach with your very lucky clients.
So I love my work, and I love helping people get through their life transitions, particularly breakups and divorce, by helping them realize that there is an opportunity in all of the pain and challenge that they're going through. And that if they search within themselves and really tap into that inner wisdom, and when I have the privilege of bringing forth that inner wisdom with them through our coaching process, they can tap into the opportunity and really begin to create a new life for themselves that never would have been possible without the pain and challenge that they've been through. So
great.
It's a really rewarding part of what I do.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. So how did you get into this particular area of coaching? Why did you choose this area? Because, you know, coaches choose different niches and different specialties for so many reasons. Sometimes it's because of personal experience directly or personal experience indirectly or just an interest or an educational background. So why this area for you?
Yeah, great question, Mark. You know, I went through my own very difficult process around divorce after a long marriage. And I was at a very weak and vulnerable point in my life. And I somehow navigated through to a more confident, happier, stronger place. And when I did, I began to kind of informally help others that were going through breakups and divorce. And I really was meeting with success. So I felt very rewarded by it. And I decided that I would go back for the appropriate training so that I could reach as many people as possible in the most organized and professional way possible. And that's what motivated me to find the IPEC program and luckily to land in your class with you as my instructor.
Wow. So great.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's kind of it in a nutshell, yeah.
Great. Cool. So you knew what kind of coaching you wanted to do before you even sought out a training program.
Yes.
And so that was really the means to the end of being able to do that kind of work.
Exactly. I found it was a service that was missing when I was going through my process, and I wanted to provide that for others going through the experience. So kind of that combination of emotional and practical support that really jumpstarts the whole healing process and the whole moving on process.
Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent. So what's one thing that's made like the biggest transformative difference for you in your life when you were going through that you now bring into the experience of coaching your clients?
So, you know, so much changed for me, and, you know, there was so much growth and transformation, really, but something that really jumps out at me is I talk about, you know, finding certain opportunity within the challenge, which was, for me, as I got stronger, finding coaching. And within coaching, it was finding my voice in public speaking. So at this point in my career, I do a tremendous amount of public speaking, seminars, workshops, presentations, and this is something I never did before coaching. And I feel it has really contributed to my transformation. It's a part of me that I can't believe that I didn't tap into in the past. And it's very meaningful to me, and I would say that marks a huge part of my transformation.
Hmm. Great.
Yeah.
So I would love to talk about and have my listeners learn more about the five things that you recommend that someone does after a breakup in order to begin working through the pain and the discomfort that comes along with that kind of experience. So, you know, I've read through them. I find them fascinating. And it's interesting. They don't really occur for me like stages or steps because they don't appear sequential to me. They seem more like vectors, like these are just five areas to work on simultaneously, one at a time, two at a time, could be all four, you know, all five or four at a time. These five things that you recommend, and I'd like to kind of delve into them a bit tonight and give listeners a taste of what those are about. So, you know, maybe anybody out there who's listening tonight who is dealing with a breakup might really be able to take something powerful away from them. And before I do that, I want to just tell callers, too, that we invite your calls tonight to call in if you have any questions or need some coaching on something, and you'd like Heidi's input, my input, or you just have a question. The number to call is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. Just go ahead and call and put yourself in a queue, and we'll pick you up when we can. Hopefully we'll get to all callers that call in. Sometimes that's not possible, but we'll do our best. 646-716-9397. So Heidi, tell me a little bit before we get into them. How did you come up with these? Like, when did it suddenly and how did it dawn on you to kind of map it out as, yeah, you know what, these are five things that are really going on for us that when this happens that we can impact on?
You know, in working with clients, there's a familiar theme, and that is clinging to familiarity, especially when we're going through a difficult time. And as I can encourage clients and they can feel more empowered to kind of loosen their grip on that familiar old life and begin to create a new one, these five steps kind of evolved in, you know, the categories of what we would work on in moving them forward and what would really be most productive and what I would get the feedback, you know, from clients that was really bringing them the most success in terms of feeling more empowered and feeling stronger and really feeling like they were taking steps forward. So that's kind of a bit of the evolution of these five recommendations.
Great. Very cool. And I love how in your writing, in one of your articles, I liked how you said, you know, in order to start moving in that direction, extricate yourself from your side of the bed, venture into taboo territory, roll over to the center, stretch out, hog all the covers, and make as much noise as you like. I love that. I love that image. It's like, yeah, you know what? My bed, my covers, my room, my rules.
Yes. You got to say, you know, there are perks to everything. You know, when you're sad going through a breakup or a divorce, there's lots to be sad about. But then you have to also look for those little perks, like hogging the covers and making noise late at night if you feel like it. So do
That's
it.
Right.
Come on, go ahead.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
You
know, it's interesting, actually. I once attended, it's funny that I'm bringing her up again at this point, but I attended a talk many years ago that was, it was at the Learning Annex, and it was given by Joan Rivers, and who, as we all know, just passed away recently. Very, very sad loss to the world. And this it was the workshop. There was like 100 people there, so it was like a small group with Joan. It was really amazing. I think it was one of the first times I'd ever met her in person. And she, it was her 9-step program to dealing with grief and loss. And she talked about it from the perspective, of course, of her husband having committed suicide by that point in time and her career absolutely tanking and Johnny Carson completely disavowing himself from any affiliation with her and all that, and how she had to recover from all that. And one of the things she says, step number one of the 9 steps, and of course I'm going to channel her as everybody knows I do whenever I say anything that she has said. She's like, can we talk here? Step number one, wallow in it. She says, this is not a time for exercising. This is not a time for dieting. This is not a time for worrying about calories and cholesterols. If you want to sit in bed and eat bonbons and feel sorry for yourself, you get to do it. But for no more than 48 to 72 hours, and then you get your ass out of that bed and you start living.
I love it. I need a recording of you saying that, Mark.
It's now, well, now it's recorded for all to hear forever and ever.
That is great. You gotta love
it. Isn't it?
Fantastic.
It's really great. So, and you know, and one of the things that she said is to identify with a powerful, for her, it's identifying with a powerful female figure that she can then, you know, kind of learn from and identify with and find some power from.
Beautiful.
So,
beautiful.
Yeah, so it was really cool. So she was really awesome, and she certainly has come up through it. So enough about Joan.
So funny and so wise at the same time. It's great.
Yes. Totally. Mm-hmm. So strong, powerful woman herself, made a big difference in the world. So let's get back to you and your steps. So the first one I know is that you work with clients to help them to identify a goal that they might now be able to accomplish that while they were in the relationship maybe got put on hold or they somehow weren't able to. Maybe it was time. Maybe it was resources. Mm-hmm. So expand on that for us a little bit.
Yeah. So, you know, I like to phrase it that for whatever reason, they felt held back from accomplishing this goal during the relationship, because coaching is all about taking responsibility for our own actions. So we don't necessarily want to blame the person that we were in the relationship with for not allowing us to go forward with whatever goals we had deep inside of us. It's for whatever reason we felt held back from going forward with these goals. So mm-hmm. now's a great time, now that the breakup has taken place, to really step back and think to ourselves, what is it that I can accomplish now that I was held back from, for whatever reason, from accomplishing then? And how can I begin to do it? So some examples might be thinking about going back to school, taking up yoga, losing weight, starting your own business, and thousands and thousands and thousands more, small and large goals that we now can really give ourselves that opportunity to dream. And the decisions are our own. They're not joint decisions as they were during the relationship, where we have to consider the ramifications on our partner. They're our own decisions, and we can just dream and go for it. So, it can be really exciting.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. And I guess that really kind of goes for a lot of transitions similarly in the same realm, but they might not be about relationship breakups even. I'm just thinking about people whose kids move out.
Yes.
And, you know, because that's a real lonely time. That's a real transition for people. And it's like, oh, my God, you know, that's a loss. It feels like, you know, the loss that you go through when you lose any other relationship. And it's also,
absolutely,
I imagine, a good time for doing
that. It's a great point. I was just speaking with a client who was let go from her job. And similarly, mm-hmm. This is a great step to take. Now think back and dream. What is it that I always wanted to do that I was held back from doing, and now perhaps I can move forward and do it? So, yes, it does apply to many life transitions.
What do you think it is when it's a long-term relationship that holds people back the most? Like, what is it about the relationship that causes the person to have to put such goals on hold? Like, what's the most common one that shows up from your experience with clients? Or is there one even?
Yes, it's very varied, but I would say a common theme is we kind of get into a certain role or a certain identity. So maybe, it's a more passive role, or maybe it's the role of the person who doesn't handle finances. And we just get kind of very used to or sometimes stuck in that role, and that's what we play out because that's the dance we do in that relationship. So in that relationship, for example, I'm never going to think of myself as an entrepreneur. I'm never going to think of somebody who can handle finances, because that's my role. It's being stuck in a role that's brought about by the time being spent with this other person. What do you think, Mark? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's a common theme of people mm-hmm. being held back?
Yes, absolutely. It mm-hmm. certainly sounds that way. And what I really like about what you said, too, and even earlier before I asked that, was that when looking at the thing that they're held back from, to not look at it in terms of the ramifications on the partner, but to have it really be their own. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important when looking at that goal to not focus on, you know, he never let me do this, or with her in my life, I was never able to, and now I am, and to have it come from this past of not having had it, but to instead have it really stand on its own as a goal that is now available, and to really have it come from a powerful, conscious, anabolic place, so that it really can move forward and grow in some ground that's fertilized with the future instead of in ground that's fertilized with anger from the past.
Yes, yes, definitely.
So.
And kind of also branching out and embarking on some of these goals that take us away from familiarity, it can be scary. But when we're on our own, the mistakes are our own. So it's kind of maybe another way of saying you don't have to worry about the ramifications on the other person. You also don't have to worry about the other person's reactions to your mistakes, because you can learn to be easy on yourself when you make mistakes and encouraging with yourself when you make mistakes and just kind of get up and try again. It's a new way of relating to mistakes when you're just on your own.
Great. And, you know, the other thing, too, is as you know, we know as coaches, you really can't make a mistake, can you? All right? We don't really make mistakes.
That's right.
We make choices.
We make choices. Yes.
If we knew that they were going to turn out to be things that we're going to call mistakes later, we wouldn't have made them.
Right?
We would have made a different choice. We make the best choice we can, given the circumstances, given who we are, and we believe it's going to somehow play to the highest need that's operating in the millisecond that we make the choice.
Yes.
You know, and to learn from that. So great. So that's identifying a goal that you might now be able to accomplish that you couldn't while in a relationship. I imagine it also gives the person some self-esteem, some direction, and helps to facilitate the healing process. And then number two, which I guess is right along line with that, because I think it's it probably supports number one, and that is recognizing your positive traits. Recognize your positive traits. Tell us a little bit more about that one.
So very often when we go through a difficult transition, challenging time, we discover strengths in ourselves that we never knew we had. And what I really encourage people to do when you're going through a tough transition is recognize those traits and name them. So maybe you're more resilient than you thought you were, or stronger than you thought you were, or more tenacious, or more determined, or smarter. And sometimes it takes a tough time to get us to recognize those traits within ourselves. So we need to really recognize and name them, say them out loud, write them down with that beautiful power of the written word, and really celebrate those strengths. Because many times when we go through a breakup, our self-esteem is kind of bruised and battered for various reasons, and we really need to rebuild that and celebrate who we are by taking inventory and really recognizing, naming, and celebrating.
Yeah, I like the celebrating part. We know how important that is in coaching. Can you talk about that a little bit? What's the importance of celebrating it? I mean, there's recognizing it, but when you say celebrate it, what do you mean, and what's the importance of that?
So maybe if I'm saying, you know, that I recognized that I am very resilient, I recognized that when I was going through my divorce. So recognizing it is great, but celebrating it is really embracing it with more enthusiasm and kind of loving myself for that resiliency. And at the same time, you know, accepting all of my traits and celebrating. It also brings in the individuality. You know, that's part of what makes me who I am. That's part of what makes me special me. I would say that's a little bit of a deeper description of celebration.
Yeah, it's great because that reinforces it. It allows us to really experience and appreciate that part of ourselves, especially if it's a trait or a quality that somehow didn't get expressed while in the relationship. You know, how many times somebody's in a relationship and they find themselves not fully self-expressed, maybe it's not the happiest relationship, maybe it's a very troubled, painful relationship, and they lost that part of themselves, you know. Maybe they were a lot of fun and the life of the party, and then somehow their partner just didn't like that and discouraged that, and that got lost, right? And then to then really rediscover that and celebrate that and go out and allow that, you know? And so that sounds like part of what you're
doing. Yeah, so from that coaching point of view, now that I know that I have this quality of resilience, how can I use it going forward to accomplish my goals? How can I apply that to other aspects of my life, that fabulous resiliency? So that's another part of celebrating it, you know, like you say, bringing it into your life, utilizing it kind of proudly and allowing it to give you strength to try new things.
Yeah. And I know one thing that I do with clients, and I'm sure you do this with yours too, Heidi, is to really listen for what those traits are as the person is talking, because sometimes, you know, they're not aware of them themselves. You know, they're telling you about some things in their life, and they're telling you about the way things were, the way things are, what they want. They might be telling you about things that have worked well in the past, you know, and whatnot. But they're not really able to identify the traits they have. So I know one thing I do is, you know, I'll often ask a client, you know, tell me about a time when things worked really well with regard to whatever it is that's going on. And I ask about, well, what about you made that work so well? And I listen for the trait. And then I ask them the question that you just mentioned a few moments ago, which is, well, how can you use that in this situation to be successful?
Yes.
And that's an enormously helpful tool.
The beauty in coaching, absolutely. And sometimes when clients are going through these transitions, one of our goals for the coming week might be to create a written list of some of those positive qualities, because sometimes clients really need some encouragement to sit down and think about it and be able to articulate what is so special about me, because there's so much that's so special about you. You know, really creating a list with a particular number of traits is helpful for some, although that they might feel uncomfortable with it in the beginning. Usually after working on it, it's a great, encouraging, empowering feeling.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So before we continue, I just want to take a quick break and announce a couple of things. The number to call, first of all, if you would like to talk to us live here on Mark My Words tonight, the number is 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. I'm going to take a short break while I announce some great stuff that's available to you as a Mark My Words listener from our sponsor, Audible.com. Mark My Words is very happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, which is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which you heard at the beginning of the show, was audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. You'll get one free audiobook and a one month trial. Thank you, of the service. So again, that's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. There's some really great titles too that relate directly to tonight's topic that are available on Audible as well. It's one of the most, you know, desired topics out there. So out of those 150,000 titles, I'm sure there is some really, really terrific ones that relate to breaking up, dating, relationships, because so many have written about those. So, so great. So again, the number to call if you have a question for us, or for Heidi, for me, is 646-716-9397. I also invite you to tune in 2 weeks from tonight for part two of this series. So while tonight is It's Over Now What, part two is Love with a Plan, Dating Success Strategies. So we really invite you to join us for that. So back to Heidi Krantz and part of our Breakup to Breakthrough series, It's Over Now What. And we're talking about Heidi's five steps to beginning the healing process when going through the transition out of a relationship. We talked about the first two, which were to identify a goal that you might now be able to accomplish that you couldn't while in the relationship, and to recognize and celebrate your positive traits. So Heidi, I know that your third step is about taking the focus off of yourself and contributing to someone else or contributing to the world in some way. Tell us a little bit about that, and I have a question or two about that for you.
Great. So, again, when we go through a challenging life transition, we tend to focus inward, and we tend to focus on the negative and whatever we perceive to be the problems. And we can kind of get into a downward spiral as we focus so much on that. So what can really kind of reach in and pick us up out of that quicksand is focusing on others and finding the way that feels right to you, the way that you connect and what resonates with you inside, to contribute in some small way to helping others or helping in the world. So this immediately takes the focus off of the negative, makes us feel productive, and stops that focus inward and really gets us connected again so that we're not wallowing, but rather than wallowing, we are out there feeling productive, feeling powerful, and beginning to feel fortunate again. So, each opportunity, how can we contribute to changing the world in some small way? It's as unique as each individual. So, we might volunteer for a literacy program. We might join a political club. We might walk for the cure. Again, thousands and thousands of possibilities, but this is really something that I work on early on with my clients when they're going through these type of transitions. And when I kind of bring up the thought of what that might be like, many times there's initially some hesitation because people feel like, oh, gosh, I have so much to take care of going through this transition, because breakups and divorce bring so many changes in our lives. You know, maybe they're looking for a new place to live or even a new job, or they have a changing social scene and everything is changing. So how can they begin to think about layering something else new? Well, the answer is, and what many find, is that that extra layer is really what gives them the strength and the fuel to move forward through all those changes. So it's really, this is really powerful stuff.
Yeah. So, and actually, there's a question coming in on the from the chat room. How do you take the focus off yourself when you're feeling so crappy? It's like, where do you get the energy to even do that and look at contributing to someone else?
So it's a great question, and coaching's all about the tiniest baby steps, and when we can start with a tiny baby step and meet with success, one success breeds upon another, and then when we can celebrate that tiny success, we can move on to a slightly larger one and slightly larger one. So what you need to do is find the tiniest baby step. So maybe your first step forward in reaching out to do something that takes you away from that inward downward spiral might just be exploring possibilities by going on something like volunteermatch.com and kind of coming up with three possibilities that you write down this week that could be something that you're interested in. And your baby step this week doesn't mean you sign up for anything. Your baby step this week doesn't even necessarily mean that you decide which one you're going to do. It's about exploration, and it's about writing down three possibilities that might potentially work for you. So your first week is really just thinking. That could be one way to kind of forge forward, and, you know, very much in the theme of coaching, of making the baby step as tiny as you need it to be.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really about creating some possibility and just, you know, even if it's a little pinhole in the curtain that starts letting some light through, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like is what you're talking about.
Yes.
You know, because you have to start believing that something's possible. So if I can't see the thing because I don't believe it's possible, then I need to work on the belief that it's possible and to find some way create an opening. I know that centering and meditating is something that I often recommend to my clients when they're going through difficult times, because that kind of helps us to, you know, to sort of access those higher parts of ourselves that that are very hard to see when we're feeling a lot of the catabolic energy of victimhood and blame and anger and all those sorts of things. You know, centering is a good way to tap into that.
Yes.
So great. So that's the third area to work on, or the third step is taking the focus off yourself and contribute to someone else. You know, actually, another point on that, Zig Ziglar always said, if you want to get everything you want out of your life, just help enough other people get what they want out of theirs. You know, it's great. And whether you do that for a living, as coaches do, or just make that, you know, your own strategy for getting out of your own ball of crap that you can easily get stuck in when things are going so crappy, right? It's like, you know, you will help yourself by helping somebody else. And because it just shifts the energy, it shifts your perspective, it shifts your focus. It gives you a connection to something greater than yourself, because someone else starts relying on you for something, and you need to focus on that. And it really takes you out of your own garbage dump.
Yes.
So, great. And then the fourth one, you talk about reaching out for support. So tell us a little bit about the kind of support you're talking about reaching out for at a time like this.
Yes. You know, so naturally many of us, when we're going through a tough time, you know, again, we focus inward, and what we start to do is kind of isolate ourselves from others. So even if we have people in our lives that care about us, when we are really struggling, we don't reach out and make that phone call. We don't reach out and send that email. We don't make a plan to get together. We start spending more and more time alone and isolated, which contributes to the negative cycle rather than pulling ourselves out into a positive cycle. So reaching out for support, you know, really kind of concretely saying, I need to reach out for support even if I'm not feeling like it. Even if I'm feeling like staying isolated, I will feel better when I reach out. So what kinds of support? So one kind is, of course, family and friends. So important. So important to give people the opportunity at this point in your life to be there for you and, you know, to show their love and to show their care and, you know, give you the opportunity to appreciate it and also to let them know what kind of support you feel like having. So maybe you don't want to go out and talk about what's going on for you in your divorce process. You want to go out and get distracted. You can communicate what is going to effectively help you at that point in time. So that's one really important category, the friends and family. But it's not the only category, because friends and family, as important as their love and support is, they sometimes are coming from their own lens, their own perspective, sometimes their own agenda, whether they realize it or not. So when you reach out for another type of support from a professional, you are reaching out to someone who has a blank slate, who is completely on your agenda. And that's another type of support where the combination of the professional support and the friends and family support can be really effective in moving you forward. In terms of types of professional support, coaching is certainly an option that is very adept in empowering you to move forward. Many times therapy is indicated to go back and really heal some of those traumatized parts of your past. So those are some options, Mark, that people really need to, in an organized way, kind of plan out where their support is going to come from and not try to go through something like this alone.
Yeah, very painful to go through it alone. And, and I think that I think you raise a good point about the difference of what coaching or therapy can provide versus what friends and family can provide, both of which are important, you know, not to say that any one is better than any of the others, but I think that, like you said, you know, friends and family, they come from their own perspective. They're on their agenda. They have their experience. They have their opinions, and they come from that value system. And they might not be guiding someone, you know, most objectively, right? It's kind of like, oh, I went through the same exact thing. Here's what you got to do, you know. And what worked for them might not be what's going to work for you, right? And they're well-intended and well-meaning, so it's important to include them and to hear those perspectives, but to also take it with a grain of salt and recognize that, you know, you want to make your own decisions about what's going to work for you. And what they're providing for you is good information from their perspective. But ultimately, the choices are yours. When working with a professional, such as a coach or a therapist, I mean, that person is trained, I love how you said it, in holding your agenda. It's really about what's right for you, not what they think you should do. Really listening to what your values are, what's important to you, what you want. And they're just really trained in listening at a very deep level in a way that that most people are not, really. So the combination of those two things could be really, really great. The professional and including people from your life could be really great. So very important, very important. The number to call, if any of you have questions, once again, I'll announce that and put that out there, is 646-716-9397. 646-716-9397. We'd love to hear from you if you have questions or any of your own strategies. What have you done to put the focus on somebody else other than yourself? Or what are some of those traits that you've recognized in yourself when you've gone through any painful transition, such as a breakup or any other one? Or even what are some of the goals that you've identified after you've no longer been in a relationship that you've been able to go for? What kinds of help have you gotten? So just, you know, any of your own experiences with any of these, any of the steps that we've been discussing in any such situations. And then again, of course, if you're in a situation, you need some coaching, you want to hear what Heidi may have to say about it, what I have to say about it, give us a call here at Mark My Words, 646-716-9397. So as we're getting into the last little bit of the program tonight, there's a fifth step. And that fifth step is to create a vision for yourself. Create a vision for yourself. So, Heidi, how do you recommend clients do that? What do you mean by that?
So nothing gets built without a dream and a vision. And when we go through these transitions, we are looking towards building a new life. And again, this is a time where all possibilities are open to us, and we can give ourselves that permission to dream. So what we really want to do is kind of think about, what do we want our life to look like, let's say, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now. and kind of really visualize it. What does it look like? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? And don't be afraid to dream. It doesn't have to be all practically mapped out when you do that dreaming and that creation of the image of when you see yourself in your mind's eye in the future. What do you want that life to look like? And you want to think about all the various aspects of your life and kind of put it together in your beautiful vision of what you want to move towards without getting bogged down with any of the practical at first, just a dream and a vision.
I love that because, you know, I know a lot of times when I work with clients about, you know, what do you dream about? What's important to you? It's like half a sentence before there's the big but and then how impractical it is.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it's like, what's something that you dream about? Well, you know, I'd love to start my own business, but I have a family and I have a job and I can't really do this.
Right.
And I can't really do it. It's like, wait. Let's just dream for a moment and get the energy going around the dream. Right, because
yeah.
You get the energy going around the dream, it becomes much, much more possible.
Yes.
So,
and we all have those parts of us that want to jump in with the, but what? This is why it can't work. And
that's
Yeah, we've got to circumvent that through coaching.
Absolutely, and even, you know, so if somebody isn't working with a coach, how do you circumvent that? And you know, it's dreaming is a creative process. Criticizing the dream is a left brain, a logical process, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that, you know, I love for folks to do is vision boards. And, you know, where for those of you who are listening who don't know what a vision board is, although I know many listeners out there are coaches, but there are many also that are not. So for those of you that don't know, vision board, you take a piece of poster board or oak tag, whatever you call it, depending on what region of the country you're in, and then you go through magazines and newspapers and you cut out clippings of things that are images, not paragraphs, but images, words, phrases that point to the dreams, visions, and goals that you have. So maybe it's a picture of the house you want to own one day, or it's a picture of somebody who represents the person that you want to be in a relationship with. Maybe it's a big bag full of money to represent the earning that you want to do. Maybe it's a picture of, you know, a mom changing a diaper if you're wanting to have a kid someday. You know, just whatever it is that point to your goals and arrange them neatly on that poster board and artistically and in a way that where it's visible, and keep the vision board visible. Look at it every day. You don't even have to do anything other than just make sure you see it on a regular basis. And there's plenty of research out there that shows how effective that is in making those goals manifest. You know, and because keeping yourself in that creative space kind of turns off the critical part that says, yeah, right, not going to happen because you don't have enough this, you're not enough that, and all that kind of stuff. What's your thought on vision boards?
I think it's a fantastic modality and a beautiful idea to get those creative juices going and keep us positive, looking forward, looking out there, looking towards that beautiful dream. It's terrific, Mark.
Yeah. Great. I actually had a client I worked with who was so logical and left-brained, so I thought it'd be really great to have him do a vision board. Well, it became like a month-long project for him because he would go through newspapers and magazines and stuff, and as he would find stuff, he'd clip them out, and then he put them in file folders, and he created a filing system of all the clippings, and then it had some very organized way of finally creating the vision board. It took forever. It was just so funny how he could not get out of that and even applied that kind of process to something so creative.
Yeah,
but it was also very effective.
In his own style.
Exactly. And he ended up loving it.
Yeah.
He ended up loving it, and it really worked. I also know actually of another person who, a woman who had gone through a year of some pretty difficult times, some depression and whatnot, and she had had a vision board. And she, during that depression time, that vision board made its way to the bottom of the closet where she never saw it. And then as she came out of her depression and began to put her life together, she started just cleaning things out in her apartment, and she came across the vision board. And she came across it, but it was probably about 6 to 8 months after she got out of the depression and started putting her life together, right? So 6 to 8 months later, she goes and finds this vision board and realized that almost everything on it had been manifest.
Wow.
A lot of it in the last 6 to 8 months.
Wow, what a great feeling.
Isn't it? So
yeah.
You don't even have to be focused on it to make it. Just create it. The energy you put into creating the vision board is enough to move things forward in your life and make it begin to happen, which is really great.
Yeah.
So I love that, creating a vision for yourself.
Definitely.
I think it's important, too, to make sure that that vision doesn't include just visual elements, but auditory elements as well. It's about including every sense. Right, so there's vision. There's also your hearing. There's also your sense of touch, your sense of smell, all the senses. Who is in your life? How much money are you earning? Where are you living? What music are you listening to? You know, all the stuff that's going on when that vision is manifest that isn't even directly related to the vision itself.
Yeah, so you can really feel yourself there. Really. Feel like you're there, which is kind of puts the right message out there into the universe.
That's right, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it gets the puts more energy.
Sorry, go ahead, please.
Go ahead. I was going to say it's about really that puts a lot more energy into the vision, and when there's more energy behind it, it's more likely to manifest, to move forward and manifest.
So any. Any tactic that can help a person during these life transitions to create the vision is so helpful, Mark, because it's a real challenge to do it, because we kind of cling to that old identity that we're used to, and that's kind of one of the difficult parts of moving on is, you know, what is my dream and my vision? I have to create a new one because my dream and my vision involve this other person. And now I need a new one, and sometimes it's kind of scary. So having some kind of fun methods like the vision board to kind of just generate some playful, happy dreaming can be really helpful in getting past that fear of what could my new life look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely. So great. So this is great. Before we close, and we're going to actually give Heidi's contact information and website out in just a few moments, but before we get to that and close for the night, with Heidi's final thoughts here on Mark My Words, I just want to announce some of the upcoming shows we have here on the Life Coach Radio Network that are hosted by my awesome colleagues here on all three of the Life Coach Radio Networks, which include also the Life Coach Chat Channel and International Life Coach Radio, all of which can be found on blogtalkradio.com. And it's a real team of talented and dedicated coaches that are all dedicated to making your life just a little bit more of what you want it to be. So, of course, my next show is, of course, on October 5th, when Heidi will finish up with us in the second part of this Breakup to Breakthrough series. So tonight was, of course, It's Over, Now What? And October 5th will be the conclusion with Love with a Plan, Dating Success Strategies. So that you don't miss it, go right now to blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network and scroll through the upcoming episodes until you find the next episode of Mark My Words. And when you click on that little blue button that says Reminder, you won't miss it. It will certainly make sure that you don't. And what else have we got coming up? We've got on, this will be tomorrow night at 8 p.m., we have Universe Talks with Life Coach Monica Ortiz. So we all know that keys unlock doors. Well, with Monica, you'll learn how to find the right keys to unlock the doors to your best life. The universe has specific principles that you can learn and follow to unlock the doors to lasting happiness. So join Monica on this illuminating tour of knowledge of the universal principles that will become your keys in your life's success and fulfillment. And then on Tuesday at 12 noon, join us here on the Life Coach Radio Network for Fund to Fortune, Entrepreneur Startup Success with Coach Jeff. So you'll join the conversation with Jeff Valensky, with those who have created fun businesses and uncovered their fortune in the process. Callers and guests all share their inspiration, their business, and what makes it fabulous, the challenges, the obstacles, and what helps them persevere and prosper. So you can listen and learn as you go through the startup waters. As a listener, you'll leave feeling inspired, informed, educated, and you gain a few new ideas and new perspectives through conversation, some coaching, and hearing from those who found their fortune. And then lastly, on, I lost the date here. Here we go. Wednesday at 8 p.m. Is I Am Self-Image with Martin Gulley. So join Marvin Gulley as he talks about self-image, what it is, and how important it is to improve it in order to live a more outgoing, fulfilled life. Once you've enhanced your self-esteem and improved your self-image, it becomes possible to begin to understand and identify who you are and what your purpose is for being. And speaking of who you are, be sure to stop by my website at markshall.com and take the Core Values Index assessment completely free. It helps you identify who you are at your core and what truly drives you so you can make more powerful decisions that serve your highest and best contribution. And actually, as you look at relationships and moving on, that's a very good assessment to take because it really will also help you look at what you value in relationships, who you are in the face of a relationship, and give you some insights into maybe what happened in the previous relationship and how you can have a more powerful relationship going forward. So Heidi, this has been really great. What final words have you got for listeners tonight on the topic of what to do after breaking up?
So my final words, and this really comes from the heart, is as great as your struggle is, it's going to be better. You can create the new life that you desire for yourself, and it definitely can happen for you. So keep the faith and really look towards that vision and that dream. You can make it happen. And I really love being part of people's journey to empower them to realize that and then approach it with an organized plan and a positive attitude. And I really, I want to thank you, Mark, so much for having me on your show. You really have enriched my life tremendously with your teaching and your mentoring. I find myself channeling you with my clients and mm-hmm. with other coaches that I help at times. And so it's really a privilege to be here tonight with you, and I want to say thank you. And on that topic, I want to extend an offer to the listeners. If you contact me and you mention Mark My Words, we can arrange a complimentary initial consultation, and we can talk about your moving on process and how we can coach through that. So I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to hear you mention Mark My Words.
Great. Well, thank you, Heidi, and thank you for those accolades. I appreciate that very, very much. It's just an honor to be able to contribute the way I do for a living. It's just amazing to my clients, to my students. So thank you for recognizing that and for showing up in a way that made that possible.
Yeah.
So how can people reach you, Heidi, if they would like to after tonight?
So my website is reinventionlifecoaching.com. You're welcome to check that out. You can email me at coachheidik@gmail.com. So, again, it's reinventionlifecoaching.com or my email, coachheidik@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, questions, comments about this series, Breakup to Breakthrough, or anything else that you want to say.
Great. Well, thank you, Heidi. And if you missed that, you can just go to markmywordsradio.com, and on the page right there, which talks about tonight's episode, you'll see the link to Heidi's website there as well. And after tonight, that will move on to the part of the page that says last episode's contact information. So you'll find that there as well. So great. Well, thank you, Heidi. This has been really, really a terrific evening. And that about wraps it up for tonight, as I invite you to mark your words if you'd like. So if you have feedback about the show, go to markmywordsradio.com and scroll down to the feedback link. If you have feedback that you'd like to communicate to the Life Coach Radio Network, visit us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Life Coach Radio Network and then click the follow button and send us a message. I hope you enjoyed the past hour and that you found it engaging, enlightening, and stimulating. And I look forward to speaking with you all again on October 5th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time when Heidi will join me once again. Thank you for listening to Mark My Words. I'm Mark, and those are my words. Good night.